Message number 76. People all over the world share the same traits. Saturday, April 30th, 2011 at 20:45. I rejoice tonight, my beloved daughter, because of the way in which you obey me. Your obedience in attending daily Mass and receiving the Most Holy Eucharist is pleasing to me. You are becoming stronger now in mind and spirit to respond quickly to my most holy will. You still have much work to do to prepare your soul, my daughter, towards the perfection that is required of you. Never fear, because I am guiding you every step of the way. My daughter, how I love sinners, how I yearn for their allegiance to me. I look and I see people with friends and family happy with laughter in the home, and I am filled with joy because my spirit is present there. Then I look into other homes and I see disarray, sadness, anger, and in some cases evil in the form of abuse. And I cry. Because I know that Satan is present in that home. Then I watch and see groups of friends working together for the good of others in their day-to-day life, and I am pleased. I then look at other groups working feverishly for the good of themselves with just one motive. That is to generate huge amounts of power and wealth. All their actions have one goal: to look after themselves. And this is usually at the expense of others. Then I weep because I know they are in darkness. And then I watch with fascination the intelligent, educated groups who want to convince the world that God, my eternal Father, does not exist. They rant and present sophisticated arguments as they arrogantly deny me too. To then witness believers of lukewarm faith be sucked into this den of darkness breaks my heart. So many groups with diverse interests, goals, aims. Very few sadly invest the time in communicating with God the Eternal Father. Faith has deserted many millions of people in the world today. The result is that many people feel confused, don't know what goals to aspire to, nor look for guidance from my sacred servants. This whirlpool of confusion will continue unless my children call on me to help them. Pray for all my children everywhere. Look around you and you will see that people all around the world are the same. They may be of different nationalities, speak in different tongues, and have different colored skin. They do, however, share similar traits. Some are happy, some suffer, others are full of love, while others are angry and violent. Most people have a sense of humor and experience this at some stage in their lives. So when you look at your own family and friends, you will see the very same similarities. So if you feel the need to pray for those closest to you, then I urge you to consider your brothers and sisters in every corner of the world. All of you are my children. By praying the divine mercy for all my children everywhere, you, my followers, can save mankind from the darkness of hell. The power of this prayer will guarantee that my mercy will cover everyone around the world. Let me take all of you to my paradise. Don't allow me to suffer should I have to leave any of you in the hands of Satan. Pray my divine mercy at 3:00 p.m. every single day and you can save the world. Your ever merciful Jesus Christ.